You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this second day of April 2014. On the phone line is Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good, rainy afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, same to you, Todd.
Well, I take it farmers are probably anxious but not too terribly worried at the moment. They'd prefer to get a little rainfall, is my guess, and get a nice soaking into the ground before they get started for the year.
Well, that's what I've been hearing all day today. You know, they're not thrilled about the fact that it's dreary and miserable outside, but they recognize, you know, that we need the rain. Rain helps bring the frost up out of the ground. And, you know, when it comes to everybody being so concerned about late planting, I think the trade probably is more concerned about it than the farmer is, because if we get those tractors rolling in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think the late planting premium is going to be gone. I cannot believe that the trade doesn't actually remember last year we put 43% of this crop in the ground, you know, just in 1 week. So it'll be interesting. I know that they're chomping at the bit. Let's put it that way.
Well, you've got some interesting numbers. I always like to talk to you after reports because you look at some things that others don't that come out of the USDA and the agency reports there from NASS. What kinds of things did you find of most interest in the prospective plantings report this time around?
Well, you know, Todd, so many times people get hung up on an individual number that the USDA publishes, and that's the average number, basically, is what it is. So I went back and looked, and there's a 3.2% deviation on this March 31st report. What does that mean? That means we could be as low as 88.8 million acres on corn or as high as 94.6. You know, that there's that much question about what the farmer is really going to do. And the reason that it is that way is because of weather, and weather is the determining factor. Now, over the last 20 years, from the March 31st report to the final acreage number, on average, it's changed 1.12 million acres, either up or down. And the largest that we've ever seen in 20 years is a 3.8 million acre shift. That has to be because of weather. On beans, it's 3.5% deviation, 78.6 on the low end, 84.4 on the high end. And there the average change is almost the same as corn is. It's closer to 1.2 million acres either way, and the largest we've ever seen is 3.3 million. So wheat, average change 1.5 million over all classes. The largest in 20 years, 4.8 million. And you know that everything that we're looking at right here is saying, as we get into the planting season, you know, whatever the weather situation is dictates the way that we go.
Right. And so if that dictates the way that we go, once we get into the planting, oftentimes the trade will look forward into the numbers, meaning the charts, to try to get an idea of what the dictate of the weather or any other fundamental item might be. And there are some interesting things, I think, in the charts that you might want to point out and talk about. For instance, if you look at the May contract in the corn on the charts, it's a weekly outside, yet to be determined, I suppose, whether this is an up or down week.
Right. Yeah, there's absolutely no question. And I think, you know, when you look at the close today, the only way that I could describe, I guess, anything is fickle funds. You know, the funds were all hot and bothered about the corn and beans and the fact that we came in at relatively really supportive stocks on old crop corn and, you know, tight stocks on beans. And look where we are today. Today they're talking about bigger crops in South America, more availability, you know, the fact that we're up here at these price levels and will exports continue to be good. And so I felt that the $5 level from a, you know, just from a psychological standpoint was a very important spot. And we didn't manage to close above it. So tomorrow's and tonight's trade is going to be indicative of the direction for tomorrow. And, you know, it's in so many ways. When you look at the May contract, you know, we went down and we tested the 10-day moving average today. We have support there, you know, down at that 490 level. The support below that is not very far away at 488, which is the 20-day. But then once you get past that, you're all the way down into the 470s. And so, you know, the other thing a guy needs to look at is key reversals and whether, well, we can all argue about whether a key reversal is really a key reversal or not, but whether it's valid in the environment that we're in anymore. But it looks like we have the potential for a bearish key reversal. You know, we had a double top on December at 508.25 yesterday. It held today. And, you know, double tops often hold. So we also saw some farmer selling pick up. Ethanol production was up, which is a good thing, but we still need to grind 98.3 million bushels a week just to make the USDA's projection. So, you know, we've got a USDA report coming out on the 9th, and everybody's going to be looking at that to see whether or not we see any drop in feed usage because the increases in price, any change in the export number, any change in the ethanol number. And so I think what the bottom line is we've been given a great opportunity to be able to lock in some better prices than what we were looking at. And that's the way it's got to be viewed. It can't be viewed any other way. Risk management is not about worrying whether it's going to go a lot higher. It's worrying about how low it's going to go and how much it's going to hurt you if it does that.
Yeah, but old Jackie, everybody will be feeling much better about this marketplace thinking, hey, wait a second, we can go higher and I'm going to wait that one out. They already waited it out once. I'm pretty sure they're not going to feel as if they need to make a sale. You're telling me that they do.
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not necessarily saying you need to make a cash sale, although I did hear guys that got picked up on hedge to arrive that were in since last September yesterday. What I'm saying is you have to sit down and look at it. There's nothing wrong with making some cash sales at this point. If you don't want to make a cash sale and this is a level that you can make some money at, put a put in place. Do something. Just don't, you know, reward the rally that we've just had because it's a significant rally. And without the Ukraine and Russia, I'm not certain we'd be here.
Do you want to look forward into the new crop for both beans and corn and then say, and you've talked about this before in terms of protecting a gain above the crop insurance, and do you want to protect any of that at this point?
Well, that's what I've been talking to a lot of guys about today, you know, is that we've got a significant number here. You know, when you're at $5, you're about 40 cents. You're not quite 40 cents above it. Why wouldn't you take advantage of protecting that? It to me, it's common sense. You know, you can only get rewarded so many times. But I guess from a risk management standpoint, Todd, when you're looking at corn, you're looking at beans, you have to be saying, yeah, we got crummy weather right now. It's cold. What if this weather turns decent and we have a normal year and a relatively good crop? Where are we at? And then when you look from the report, you know, 1.3 million acres shifted from North Dakota to South Dakota from corn to beans. Well, you know, that could raise our average yield. In other words, if we pick up acres, it's unlikely we're going to pick them up there. We'll probably pick them up somewhere else that has a better yield because they have such a low yield, 110 in North Dakota, 138 in South Dakota. And at the same time, we could end up with a lower bean yield because they've shifted to beans and most of their beans only produce about 30 bushels. So you just can't outguess the market. It's not a wise thing to do. And I think the worst thing is it takes your stomach and just ties it up in knots, and suddenly you can't make a decision because you're terrified. And that, you know, controlling emotion is really what it's about. If you have a put in place and you've put something there and you know you've protected your bottom line, who cares if the market goes higher? That's wonderful. If the market goes lower, you still sleep at night.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today. We do appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good one.
You too. That's Jackie Vague. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report, your director of agricultural programming. Dave Dickey is here now. He'll take us through the afternoon and all of the agricultural news.